Do you feel like there's ever a day where we could see a full Sad Shorty reunion with the three of you?
I know the 1%, they're eating right now. Yeah, they're just so right. Amped. We don't have any infrastructure to support people to come. You're telling them to come. Where are they going? There should be no such thing as a billionaire or a trillionaire. I don't like talking to celebrities.
Reach the camera real quick.
I'm just going to say, like, I like what you have going on.
Respect. So. I used to watch Sad Shorties, like, years ago.
Wow.
Like, it was to the point where, I used to have like an ex-girlfriend and like she'd walk in and like see me watching like these three light-skinned girls and I'd have to like exit the screen because she'd be like, why are you watching these girls? I'm like, nah, they're funny, you know? I know it's you and Puffy Mac now, but like the dynamic that you guys had, it was really like forward. It was really like funny. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you guys were funny, but also you guys spoke a lot on wellness and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through your YouTube comments and like all the comments are like, yo, you guys give me comfort. You've helped me like with my mental health. Like I was looking through your comment section. I'm like, oh, you guys actually like inspire your audience.
That's actually so crazy because even I can't believe it sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes we just do things and we don't think about like how it could really be impacting and helping people. But that was our goal. Like even with like the whole name, it started off as a joke. Mm-hmm. But like genuinely, we all were Sad Shorties. Like everyone has their moments when they're just sad and out. But like, you're going to be okay in that and it's okay to be sad and like having support through that is so important. So just like all like of that.
Yeah. I like that. Yo, I didn't even introduce you. So I'm DJ Czar, Burrow Sound. We got Destiny's Child from Sad Shorties and Destiny's Child respective YouTube, TikTok, social media page. So welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Shout out DJ Natural in the building, you know, helping man the set. We got there's a lot of TikTok royalty in this building right now, myself included. But thank you for coming.
Of course.
I have so many like questions about like Sad Shorty lore.
So.
Yeah, like you don't understand. Like I've been like I dug down the Sad Shorties rabbit hole over the last like 24 hours because you know like people make like video essays about you.
I've seen them and like on Reddit. There's so many things on Reddit. I'm like Jesus Christ! Like what the hell? What's wrong with people? But I get it. It's just like you know people have their own tea and they want to develop this and that. So yeah.
Okay, so before you as a content creator, you as a person, where were you born?
Okay, I was born in Mississauga. I'm a Sauga shorty.
Jeez.
Still there, unfortunately, but you know.
Okay, so you're born in Sauga.
Yeah.
You're biracial, is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Here's the thing. I guess like I'm a really white passing female. Everyone like is like, oh, is she Portuguese? Is she Latina? Like nobody knows like what ethnicity I am, but I'm half Jamaican and half Polish.
Polish. Okay. That's the white. Okay.
Yes.
Polish is a strong white. That's like
See, I have it right here. I wear my eagle and people are always like, oh, are you Albanian? And I'm like, no, this is the Polish eagle.
And your pops is Jamaican. Your mom's Polish.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So growing up in Sauga, you're a light-skinned girl. You know what I'm saying? Sauga, like, from what I know, it's, like, mostly, like, Arab and, like, white. Mm. So, like, what was your environment like growing up? Like, what were the demographics like?
I would say no. Mississauga, I feel like, is so multicultural, especially, like, my elementary school. I had a lot of, like, Filipino people, Italians, just, like, a wide range, even Polish. Like we do Polish school in Sauga. There's a lot of Polish people there.
Yeah.
So like on Sundays, they'll shut down the school and like just Polish kids will be there to learn Polish. But like a lot of Caribbean, like where I'm from, there's like, it's predominantly Black. So I grew up around like a lot of like Caribbean influence, like some Africans as well. So it's just like a little bit of everyone. I
love that you went to Polish school because my mom sent me to Turkish schools like every Saturday.
I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't go?
No, I wish I did, but I didn't.
Oh, okay. So this was going to lead to my next question, which like, at least from the outside looking in, I understand that like sometimes with biracial kids, it's a bit difficult to navigate cultural identity because sometimes they feel like they might be too much of one side for the other. Like, did you feel that? Like, were you more aligned with one side of your family than the other growing up?
You know what's crazy? Because I feel like in Sauga, there are a lot of light skins too. And I'm around like a lot of biracial people. So like half Black, half white. And I noticed that a lot of them, like they won't be as in tuned with like both sides. It's either one or the other. It's funny because I feel like in elementary school everyone was really like ashamed of their Blackness and didn't want to be Black. So like I remember this one light-skinned girl, she was like half Italian, but she would just say, oh, I'm Italian. People would be like, oh, what are you? Because I feel like in Canada, it's not offensive to ask, what are you? Because everyone here is like super mixed, or like, even if you're like full white, they'd be like, oh, I'm Portuguese. I'm that. So, oh my gosh, what was I saying? Sorry, I get
they
like
they were more aligned with the white side, or they didn't claim the black side.
Yeah, they didn't. But then now as we're getting older, now all of a sudden, okay, I want to like wear braids. I want to do this. I'm pro-black. I'm this, I'm that. And it's like, oh, it's funny because earlier you were like, oh no, don't mix me with that. But now because like it's a trend or whatever, you're like, okay, now I'm proud of it. But I feel like it comes too with like growth. Sometimes people have to accept and overcome that they are black, because like dealing with racism and everything and just like accepting themselves. Because even me, like being light skinned, I haven't experienced a lot of racism, obviously, because like, you know, I'm white passing and stuff. But going back home to Poland, it's either one or the other. Like, people are either really cool, really nice, or really racist. So you have that. Like, my family is really cool. But then I found out that I had, so my babcia, that means like my grandma, I found out she had a sister. And I never knew that she had a sister. And I'm really close to my family. So I'm like, how come I didn't know that this person existed like my whole life? And they're like, yeah, we had to cut her off from the family still. I'm like, what do you mean? But apparently before I was born, they said like, oh yeah, she got pregnant with like this Jamaican guy, da 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 da. And she heard that back in Poland and was like, no, abort, abort. Like, you guys have to abort that baby right now. And then they were like, huh, why? And then like, no, because we're not going to have like a half N-word baby. Like, nah, it's not happening. Oh, and then my family was like, are you fried? Like, no. And then they just cut her off because of that. But I was like, wow, I never would have even thought that that would have been a thing. That's really crazy. You don't want somebody to be alive because they're half black. But
that's a different level of like hate, low key. Like, I feel like, aren't there like, there are not too many black people in Poland to begin with, right?
No, when I was there, I didn't see a lot. There are like for school and stuff. There's some black people, but they're like full black. I didn't see a lot of mixed people in Poland. It was either you were white or like the small majority of black people. I feel like now maybe there's some more light-skinned people, but I feel like Polish people have this rep of being racist and that they don't really mix and intermingle. Whenever I like I tell somebody I'm Polish and Jamaican, they're like, oh wow, what an interesting mix, because usually they like stick to their own type of thing.
So the most you'll see is like a Polish person maybe marrying like an Italian, like another like European, that's like, oh, they're mixing, you know. So for them, Jamaican must have been like, oh my goodness. But I'm sure like if Poland saw you right now, they'd be proud. I mean, you're doing so much good stuff. I was going through your TikTok.
Thank you.
And I was like, you did this post. It was about how social media is glamorized, but like here are some like truths about me. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know which one I'm talking about.
I was actually inspired because I'm like, yo, you're mad, like transparent and vulnerable. And I feel like that's kind of why you resonate with people. But that's hard to do, to kind of like put yourself out there with like your insecurities, your fears, your trauma. But then you see the response and people are like, they relate to it. They support you. They're like giving you words of encouragement. They are taking words of encouragement for you. So how'd you learn how to be so vulnerable on social media?
That is a great question, because I feel like I'm very like bipolar in a sense, where I go to like, okay, I don't want people to know too much about me. I don't want to be perceived. I don't want this. I don't want that. And then I'll be like, oh, know everything about my life. Like, sometimes I can't even trust my own mind, like what's going to come out of it, what's not going to come out of it. So I feel like just obviously being a part of Sad Shorties and like the candid conversation that me and my friend had is like, you know, it was just something that inspired me to open up more, especially her. Like, she goes through her own struggles as well. My friend Puffy Mac.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're talking about Puffy Mac.
Yes.
Get her book.
Get her book.
I thought you were going to bring a book low key. I should interview her
too. I need to get the hard copy right now. It's an ebook, but like, it's so beautiful. Like, I implore everyone to read it, because she's been through a lot of like mental health struggles still to this day. But she was super vulnerable, super candid. And I feel like a lot of people can gain a lot from reading it. So.
Okay.
I was super proud of her.
So you kind of like learned how to be vulnerable through the channel. It was kind of like through the videos, each video you were kind of getting more and more vulnerable, until like I didn't see you guys like for like a few years, and I came back. I'm like, oh, like y'all are like, you're really, really like transparent with the audience. And I think that's so important, because that's really like what people want to see. People don't necessarily want to see an act all the time. Like, they want to be like, oh, like this person who I look up to also goes through their own like struggles.
Yeah. I feel like we just like when people also like come to us with advice, we just like being able to talk about stuff like that and just have that platform. And we're also really empathetic people, so we want to just help in any way that we can.
Have you undergone like any sort of like therapy? Like, do you do therapy?
You know what's crazy, actually? So Puffy Mac, she's in the works of a podcast right now. And everyone goes to that girl for advice because she's really good at giving it and like sympathizing with what one is going through. But me personally, I've been to like a psychiatrist, I guess, when I was diagnosed with anxiety. So like that type of thing, like for a little bit. But I haven't been in a long time. I should go.
I saw a video you were talking about like a panic attack you had. So anxiety, as it manifests, like how much of it do you feel like is lifestyle dependent, where if you're doing like the right things from a lifestyle perspective, you can lessen it? Or do you feel like it's something that is like deeply ingrained into someone's like neurochemistry?
I feel like it can be deeply ingrained, but you can also train your brain and try and rewire it. So that's also what I'm trying to do actively every day. Like breath work is really important. Also just like some of the vitamins that you can take, and just like people don't think that the mind and the body are too connected, but they really are.
They are.
You never know. People with anxiety also, like even drinking coffee or Red Bull, like sometimes, oh my gosh, have you ever tried the charged lemonade from Panera Bread?
I haven't.
Holy, that it killed two people, by the way.
What?
Yeah, they're in lawsuits right now.
Off just the caffeine?
Yeah, because there's a lot in there. But I had that, and like when I tell you my heart, I was like, okay, it's over for me. Like, it's crazy. Like people with anxiety, I feel like you have to be cognizant of like certain substances that you take because you're already on go. So like if you take something else that's like a stimulant, it's just, whoa, just relax. But yeah,
bro, Panera Bread for real?
Yeah.
So there's a charged lemonade. Do they still sell it?
They do. It used to be like anyone could get it and refill it. So that's where they kind of messed up because people weren't really realizing like how much they could have, and it tastes like juice. So people were just drinking it. But now it's behind the counter and you can only get like a certain size.
Oh my goodness. Yo, we should try one, bro. I think
it's pretty crazy.
That'd be crazy though. I don't know if I want to die off like a lemonade, you know?
I think these people had like conditions though, but don't overdo it.
It's like they already had myocarditis and then like, okay.
Something probably like that, yeah.
What I wanted to mention to you, and this is also something I learned just from like the research I did for this interview, and I didn't even know what this was until you mentioned it, but it's like scarcity mindset, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't realize like I kind of have that, like in the sense where, okay, so it's defined as a pattern of thinking that focuses on what you don't have and the underlying belief that you're not ever going to have the things that you want, even when you have access to basic needs like food, water, housing, and income, right?
Yeah.
So I related to that because, I mean, like, it could have been way worse, like my situation, but like I always felt like we didn't have enough. And I feel like my pops had that scarcity mindset. So like he kind of like put that sort of anxiety on me where it was like, you have to do this, it's not enough, we're poor type stuff, right? And I kind of like carried that even to this day. And then sometimes, you know, when you talk to people who it's like, oh, like your mindset is everything, like that's the reason you're not getting blessings because like you said you're poor, like you're not manifesting and stuff, right? How did you kind of acknowledge your own scarcity mindset, and do you still like struggle with that?
Yes, I do still struggle with that a lot. I feel like too on social media, like people see you doing things and then they automatically assume like you're up or something. But sometimes that's really not the case. Like you have to allocate funds towards this or that. Like you don't know what responsibilities I have. Also, you probably relate, like being in Canada, like I know people in the States are complaining because they're also going through stuff, like the economy is terrible. But like Canada, just look at the graphs and the statistics. Like Canada's on a different wavelength. They could never understand the shit that we're going through right now in the GTA. So like everyone's feeling it. And my mom and my dad came from a really, really humble beginnings. And it's just like, even when I do get money, it's like, I feel guilty if I spend it, and I need to be like really cognizant, okay, where it's going. I need to be really responsible. Oh, like I'm not going to have this. I just try and hold on to it. But sometimes when you try and like hoarder onto things, it sets you back. Cause you know, like it takes money to make money. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to remember that. And like, also I'm not broke. I'm pre-rich.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I like that. So, okay. Wording is important. I'm pre-rich. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's like getting there, getting better. So
I could say that, like, I'm not a father yet. I'm a pre-father. Like, I'm getting to the point where I can have my own family. Like,
yeah.
I'm a pre-husband, pre-billionaire, low key.
Yes.
But speaking of billionaires, your description on IG says eat the billionaires. Do you not like capitalism or something? What's going on?
I feel like right now we're in a late stage capitalism. Hmm. The way that we have set up, the way that we have things set up is not okay right now. I just feel like millionaires, okay, sure. I understand people can like come up with a great business or have something really going for themselves and make a lot of money. Like, I feel like if you put in the work, you should reap benefits. I don't believe like we should be like super communist, I guess you could say. But I just feel like there should be no such thing as a billionaire or a trillionaire. Like, there was this interview I watched with Tupac, and he's just talking about like, wow, it's so crazy how there's some people that have like 18 bedrooms, and then there's some people that can't even have shoes or a sandwich to eat or something. Like, how do those two things exist in the world at the same time? Like, the things that are going on right now, they're all just really crazy. So many people are struggling, and we have like people that just have such an excess. And I feel like all billionaires are unethical because you have to step on somebody, or like you're taking advantage of something, you're exploiting something to become a billionaire. And a billionaire, like, come on, like, how are you going to really spend $1 billion? Like, it's so much when you really take in a billion. So I feel like it's just, there's a lot of greed in this world, and we accept it and we look up to it, and it's just sad. I don't know.
So, because there's a lot of things that like I disagree with when people hit with like the eat the billionaires, like kill the rich, not kill the rich, but like damn the rich, kind of, it's all their fault. But I also understand that that much wealth, like, you can't even spend it in a lifetime, one.
Yeah.
And I come from like a semi-religious background, and like even Jesus was like, yo, it's easier for like a rich person to enter, or like a camel to enter through a needle, than for like a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. So like even back then, there was this awareness that the ultra rich are on some different kind of vibe that might not be the most humane vibe. Yeah. In terms of like the disparity between like rich people and poor people, like the only way that's going to change is if humans adopt like a communist mindset where it's like we take care of each other. Because like I understand some people are just like in poverty.
Yeah.
But you can't say that like this billionaire is responsible for like your poverty if you're like in a situation that you're somewhat responsible for.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I get what you're saying in that aspect. I just feel like it's interesting too, being in Canada, we pay so many taxes, and wow, it's actually really ridiculous. And I just feel like we don't really see any of it really going anywhere. Like,
yeah, right.
They were even talking to this lady in the Senate. I forget. She's like chief officer of finance or whoever she is. And they were asking her, because they implemented the carbon tax and it generated billions of dollars. I think, I don't know the exact number. I don't know. Quote, tell me if I'm wrong, people. But I think it was around the number of almost $20 billion went missing. Right? And it's just unfathomable to me how like in a country like Canada, where we're supposed to have like structures in place and like paper trails of stuff, it can just poof, go missing. Who's paying for that? Us. Like, I just feel like there's so many things I'm like, I know the 1% they're eating right now. Yeah, they're just so amped because it's like they're fucking everyone else over. So like that stuff, it just makes me angry. But yeah,
longer wait times for healthcare in general.
Healthcare is not free in Canada. That's a koala. It's not
free. And low key, it's like sometimes it's not even worth it to go to the doctors, because you're like, okay, they're gonna make me see a specialist in like 6 months, but like I need someone today, you know?
Yeah.
And that used to be our selling point, was like free healthcare. And now like even infrastructurally, like our transportation isn't good, the safety of the city, like yo, my condo, like 5 cars just got like broken into like the other day, and like yo, we have full-time security. Like,
yeah. It's crazy. I feel like everyone right now too, they're so hungry, they're going to do anything. That's why like the crime is going up and everything. People are just literally square one. It's a mall in Mississauga. Mans went in there. I don't even think they were masked up fully. They went in there, went into the jewelry store, took all their shit, broad daylight, two p.m. Then walked right out. Like, people don't care anymore because it's really those times right now. And I was even seeing this thing. You guys see that TikTok where, like, this guy, he's talking about, like, oh, I'm not racist, but brown people, they're really on their shit right now. Like,
I know exactly
you know
what you're talking
TikTok
about.
I'm talking about
jobs. He's like, yo, the poon jobs. Yeah. Like, I can't even get a job. I have to go OT.
Racist, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, the poon jobs, the Indians, the ticket, they have all the sauce right now. The Walmarts, they have it. Other stores, they have it. The McDonald's, they have it. Popeyes, they've been having it. Might have to go OT because I can't get a job because of y'all. Show some love.
Got me thinking. I actually feel like so bad and terrible for them because I was working, like, sometimes I do little odd jobs here and there. So I was doing like a bartending job at this place and it was like an Indian restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I was working with this girl and she came from India. Okay. And she's like, you know, I came here because, like, I heard, like, everyone says Canada's a better life, this and that. And she's like, oh, you must be, like, so this, so that. I'm like, no, like, I'm struggling too, just like you. You took the bus, so did I. Like, you know, I'm just like, we're on the same page, girly. And she's just like, no, like, my family, they really put so much time and effort and money to get me here. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I'm supposed to, like, marry my husband. I'm working these shifts, like, and I just can't even live. Like, I share a house in a basement. Mm-hmm. I'm paying this much and da da da. And I just thought Canada was going to be this place. All I do is work and sleep. I want to go back to India. Life mm-hmm. was better in India. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's so sad because I feel like Canada has just been like, yes, everyone, come, come. We don't have any infrastructure to support people to come. You're telling them to come. Where are they going? They just want them to come and take up the minimum wage jobs and then be like, oh, yeah, you're going to work this job. Come here. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, yeah, you could go live in a basement with 9 people, though, and pay a rack in rent. We don't care. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, come to Canada. It's going to be great. Like, no, don't lie to people. Mm-hmm. They need to know what they're getting into when they come to Canada. And they're going to go back to India because they're like, nah, it's too much for me over here.
Yeah. No, there's been a lot of reverse immigration. Like, people are like, yo, I'm actually going to go back. But a lot of their families, like, will, like, refinance their home, sell land to pay for them to go to, like, a random private college here. Like, not even, like, a York or Seneca or, like, Ryerson, like, not even, like, one of those official institutions, like, those private colleges where it's, like, business administration and, like, you just pay,
they're
like,
finessing
50
them.
Super finesse. And then, like, they're making so much money off that. These guys go through the program. They're on a student visa. Yeah. They end up, like, it's not really, like, a legit degree here.
Yeah, it's not credible. So they did all that for nothing. It's another,
like,
scam.
Yeah, it's like you went to Everest College. Like, do you know about Everest College? Remember those commercials?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You spend all day on the phone anyhow.
But least what I like about the Punjabi community is that to an extent they support one another. And I think, like, every community should have that incentive to, like, foster their own first. Like, you see it with, like, Chinese people working with Chinese people, Jewish people working with Jewish people. Like, I think that's, like, a strong case for them. And that's why, like, they've achieved a lot of success here. Like, they pretty much run Brampton. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like there's beauty in that, but there's also a problem in that because I feel like, okay, like America, let's say they're like a mosaic tile. Mm-hmm. So you see a bunch of different colors and it, like, paints a big picture, but it's, like, all separate in their own little conjunctions. I feel like America is really like that. Mm-hmm. Segregation is very heavy there. Here, I think of it more as a melting pot. Mm-hmm. Like, Canada, yeah, we all have our own cultures, but we appreciate other people's cultures too. Like, you're going to see somebody from Nigeria eating Filipino food. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you can see anything here. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the problem when it comes to that sometimes, and what I see with mass immigration, is, like, you know, they're like, okay, well, I can stick to my own. I don't really need to learn about anyone else's culture because I already have my own, like, I have my own little Italy here. Yeah. I have my own little India here. Yeah. I don't need to learn about anybody else's culture or, like, even, like, you know, we're good. But it's like, I feel like there should be people from everywhere kind of coming in and just, like, keeping that, like, oh, sharing cultures, sharing this, sharing that, learning about each other, like, that type of vibe. I feel like it's also, like, good to have in with, like, also being with your own and learning about other people too.
Yeah, it has to be a balanced mix. You can't have, like, an overwhelming, like, one type of like, peoples and that, like, that kind of throws off the whole multiculturalism. It has to be a mosaic. It has to be balanced, right?
Yeah.
There's another question I had, and it was also pertaining to that TikTok you made with, like, the glamorousness of the glamour of social media. You write movie scripts?
Okay, so It's crazy because I went to school for media, mm-hmm. but originally I was trying to go to school for film mm-hmm. and they put me on the wait list and I was like, fuck you. Cause I had like a scholarship somewhere else. So I was like, okay, let me just do that. But I've always been super, super passionate about film. And like, I have scripts that are like, you know, information, but it's like, I need to actually work on developing like, okay, how am I going to put this through production and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. So I've been thinking like, okay, maybe this year, like I'll actually like get in on it. Cause I want to like at least develop one short film for the year mm-hmm. and just say like, okay, like I did that. Cause I feel like I have a lot of stories that I want to tell and I want to tell those in a visual format. Like I'm a very visual person. Mm-hmm. So I want to work towards that.
My homie DJ Natural Wave. This guy is a sick screenplay writer. Trust me. I feel like after this, like we'll connect. I think it's good. Cause we need more of those stories being shared. And I think one of the few things that inspires people more than anything are films for some reason. Even if it's fictional films, like they resonate with people because you're able to like visually see what the writer wanted you to see and feel, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I love storytelling.
What kind of like stories is it like mostly based off you or is it like a completely like fantasy world type situation?
Okay, one of them is kind of like horror fantasy almost.
Okay.
So it's like interdimensional, like, but it has to do with like love and just like betrayal, that type of thing. And then the other one is more like a real life, like, you know, set kind of not based on my life, but like, not to say I grew up in the hood because people say there's no hoods in Saga, but like technically if you were to say like a hood, people think I'm from that in Mississauga. Like I've lived in community housing all my life and there's been like, I've seen certain stuff around me and stuff like that. So it would kind of loosely be based on that, like some stuff that I've seen happen and just like developing a story around a female and certain stuff that she went through that I feel like people could learn from.
Yeah, I have a Mississauga based question.
Okay.
So like, say I'm talking to like a shorty in Mississauga. What's like a good date spot that's not going to break the bank, but is also like, oh, like he took me there.
Oh, I was going to say a good day spot was Bar Six, but it's not like super crazy where it's like, ooh, fancy. It's just cheap and good.
Okay.
But
what do you get at Bar Six? Like,
I don't know. Bar Six is like, it's just a sports bar, but there's like a TV everywhere and it's just vibes. They always play like good dance hall. Like you're like Vibes Cartel and just like Party Next Door playing and the wings are really good.
Okay.
And they have specials all the time. So that's just why I go there. It's by Square One. But a place where like, oh, he took me there. I feel like Mississauga is just like, they don't have too much really going on. Maybe the Wilcox is a cute spot.
Okay. Anywhere like by Port Credit, kind of like on that like water. Is that like your...
El Jefe.
El Jefe?
But it's not super fancy either. It's just a vibe.
El Jefe de Pollo? Or is it just El Jefe?
It's just El Jefe.
It's not El Jefe de Pollo, like the chicken spot, right? Like
no.
Okay.
No, it's like super colorful. No.
Okay.
I've never heard of that one.
You know, like he's like the Asian dude. He has tats and like he makes like, he has like the fried chicken sandwiches.
Yes, I've seen that.
I think he has like multiple locations.
Okay.
Okay, so you're saying El Jefe, the Wilcox, and Bar Six.
Yeah, just easy. Other than that, we have like chain stuff like the Keg or something like that. Ooh, there's actually this place called La Castile.
Okay.
I went there one time and I was blown away. It's like you're in an old castle.
Le Castile.
Those other places, the bands are getting no play after that.
Dude. No, the castle is very like, is crazy. You guys should go there. Yeah.
DJ Natural on the side saying anyone who takes a short to Bar Six is not getting played that night. All right. You might just get some wings.
That's just a place to go on like a calm night. Like if you're trying to impress, go to Le Castile or something.
Le Castile?
Le Castile. Yeah. It's like super Italian. Very nice.
I have a question and you don't have to answer it, but you're somewhat of like a public figure, I'd say, especially in the city. You're recognizable.
That's crazy.
Like you're obviously a pretty girl. So like, do you get like celebrities in your DMs? Don't lie. Argonauts do not count. Like I'm talking like
once or twice, but I don't like talking to celebrities.
Why?
Just the mindset. I've realized certain instances, I'm just like, oh, like I don't like the way that they move. The way that they move, no. Like actually, humble yourself.
Is it like an entitlement, kind of like narcissistic kind of thing?
Maybe. And also I feel like they feel like they don't have to do anything else because they have like this title. So they have like, there's nothing else for them to do. Like I had this guy I saw like the check mark and he DM'd me, but he DM'd me like a random, like imagine he took a picture of this.
Yeah.
He just DM'd me a picture of that. And then I was like, question mark. And he was like, what's your Snap? And I was like, I don't really use Snap. And he's like, oh, just give it to me. I was like, okay. So I gave him my Snap. And then I'm wondering what he's going to Snap me. You know, I'm just intrigued. He sends me a selfie. And I'm like, okay. And I think the selfie and like bare fire emojis. And I'm like, okay.
He put fire emojis on his own
selfie? On his own selfie. So I was like, okay. I'm like, what do I even respond to this? So I was with my dad and my dad was cooking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's cooking like oxtail or something. So I'm just like, okay, trying to bring up conversation. I'm like, I filmed me quick and I think I filmed the food. Cause I'm like, maybe he's going to say something about that or whatever. He sends another selfie, fire emojis.
Once like, his own,
like, his own selfie. And like,
that's a new one.
I'd be like, oh, how's your day? Just anything that I would say. He just responded selfie. Emoji. I'm just like, he doesn't have words to say. I don't know. I feel like he didn't have to do anything because he's that guy. But I was like, I just stopped replying because I'm like, this conversation's going nowhere. I don't know if he wants me to like be beg and be like, hey, where are you? Let me pull up on you. No, I'm not doing that. So just like different instances like that. This other guy, he flew in. He wanted me to come link him. I was like, oh, okay, because he came here to like get a animal or something. We were chilling and stuff. And then he's just like, oh, like this and that, like stay over here. And I was like, oh no, I have to go. And then it's just like the disappointment. And it's just, I don't know. I don't like, not to say being pressured, but just like having certain expectations placed on me. I feel like as females, we run into that issue a lot. Like you could be nice and then it's automatically perceived this way. Or like, oh, okay, now I'm going to expect this because I did that. Mm-hmm. And just, I don't like anything that's super transactional. So I just feel like I don't like it. Or even I was talking to this other rapper, I guess you could say. And
what do you mean you guess? Like, is he a rapper or not?
He's a rapper. I appreciate his music. But
is he not that good? All right.
No. He's great. He's okay. Great. He's great. But like there was just certain things that he would do that he didn't think was problematic. Like, for example, okay, tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like everyone's gonna have a different take on this. But if I'm your girl or you want me to be your girl, your shorty, whatever, and for sure you probably have your little groupie girls or whatever that want to just lick your asshole. That's fine. But like, you know, if I'm your girl, I feel like there's a certain level of respect that just should come with everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he calls me and he's like, oh, babes, like, da, da, da. Can you please like get a rental for me? I'm like, pardon? And he's like, yeah, just, you know, da, da, da. And I'm just like, why are you asking me? Like, go ask one of your like little groupie girls or something. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what are you about to do in this rental? What's going on with this rental?
Yeah.
Like, I already know it's. Six. Huh?
You gotta begin to bar six.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know what's gonna happen in this rental. Who's gonna be in this rental? What items are gonna be in this rental? I was like, no. Like, you should go ask somebody else. I don't know why you would come to ask me. And he was like, see, that's how I know you're not ride or die, because my shorty should want to do this for me. And I was just like, no, but I feel like that's how what you think of me. You don't think like you value my safety or like you respect to not even ask me or like bother me with something like this, because you wouldn't want to put me in any predicament. Anything could happen. You know, you wouldn't want to put me in that predicament, but you're willing to because you clearly don't rate me that much.
Yeah, you're only supposed to if in his like defense, like, yeah, he should have only asked like a girl that like he doesn't care about too much to do that, to hold that, because it's like, first of all, like as a grown man, I understand people have issues, whatever, but like if you can't rent a car, but like you're juggling six shorties, it's like there's different priorities in life, but like you got to do what you got to do. He needed the rental. He should have just asked some like groupie if he was serious about wifing you. I feel like, but at the same time, I don't know.
Maybe he was trying to test me.
It is a test. Cause like, I kind of would want my wifey to hold that. Cause like, I trust her more than I trust the groupies in this hypothetical situation.
Okay.
Not that I have a groupies.
I just guess there wasn't a lot of trust there, in that it wasn't even really, I don't know what to call it, but there wasn't a lot of trust there, I guess. So that's just why it didn't work out. And I got annoyed.
It's mind boggling that like someone like you has like issues in dating. To me, like, I don't know, like, to me, it's like, bro, shouldn't it be easy? Like, at this point, like, you know, like, you're, like, you check off the boxes, but, like, how are you running into issues? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know. That's such a great question. Like, I don't know. Dating is not easy. I feel like a lot of times people get taken for granted. I'm not perfect either. I'm always trying to like be a better version of myself every day. But I also feel like being in a relationship sometimes is not the end all be all. I feel like, you know, I don't want to ever get too super focused and like, oh, I need somebody. I need to be like, it's okay if it's not one of those. It's not one of those. I'm never going to beg for somebody and like beg for them to value me, beg for this or beg for that. It's just like, why do that? People really need to focus on themselves and like start a business or start visiting their grandma. Like there's other stuff to do. You know? No, deadass. Like when was the last time you saw like your grandparents if they're still alive? Like
they're dead.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm joking. Yeah, it's fine.
But
no, I've seen them though.
Like,
you know,
especially too, like we're young, like everyone's trying to have a baby and get engaged and do this and do that. Like it's okay.
Yeah.
If you are not ready, it's okay. Somebody will come eventually, even if nobody comes. Hey, I might be like a cat lady at this point. Honestly, I don't know.
I love cats. I'm just throwing that out there. I used to have two cats. But this kind of like goes into this other narrative that I see you put out where it's like productivity doesn't define worth.
Yes.
And I feel like for men, like it's hard for us to accept that because I feel like we're only appreciated by our productivity, our output, our status, right? Whereas like girls, it's like, yeah, like it's enough is like, you just being there is enough. But like for dudes, it's like us just being there is not enough. Like we gotta dunk a basketball or something, you know? Yeah,
gender roles are really there. Like my friend, she's been like, oh my God, like these mans nowadays taking photo dumps, like go build a house or something. Like definitely.
I hate when girls say that because like I actually can't build a house. And I'm like a DJ and stuff. And I'm like, oh man, like have I failed as like a traditional man? You know, I gotta like go to one of those like military camps or something.
I can't even imagine. I feel like there's a lot of pressure, but especially me too. Like now that I'm like kind of, I don't know. I don't want to say full lesbian because people like discredit me when I say that. But now like being interested in women, I'm like, oh my gosh, like even I'm starting to think about that. I'm like, okay, like I want to be able to like provide for like when I do like find my girl that's mine. I want to be able to also like interchange it. Okay. You know, like I don't want her to always be footing the bill and always da da da. Like if I can and if I'm up, I want to also reciprocate energy at the same time. So it's interesting those gender roles, like how will they play into
relationships? I didn't even know it was like a bisexual situation. I just have like 10 questions.
just 10.
Okay. This is, I've always wanted to know this. Okay.
Okay.
So like you would come across as like a femme, right? Like a femme lesbian, right?
Yeah.
Or you're not fully, whatever. Okay. Femme. So do you go for more mask like women when you go that path? Or like, do you look for the same thing in women and men? And it's just like, whoever has it is the guy or girl?
No. Okay. So you know what's crazy? Every single person that I've been with looks completely different from the other. Like I don't even have a type. I don't think like that exists for me. It's just like if I appreciate you as a person, if I think that you're a good person and we vibe and I find you specifically attractive, then you know that's what happens. But when it comes to females, I don't discriminate. Like no, I like if you're super femme or if you're like hyper mask, it doesn't matter. I just don't know if I could be with like a super super mask person.
Because you might as well just like do the real thing at that point. No, I'm joking. Nah, yeah.
No, it's just like, no, that's not the reason. I feel okay, because I don't know. I haven't been with like a super, super, super masked person yet, but I just heard through the grapevine that they're like touch me nots. They're very like, you know, but that's a stereotype. So I don't know if that's.
What does touch me not mean?
It means like they don't want you doing stuff to them.
So it's like a domination kind of thing?
Yeah. Or like, yeah. So like you can't pleasure them. That's it's just a one way street.
I can't lie. Like I've been.
That's less.
Okay. So wait, you're born October 31st. Is that correct? Halloween. So every birthday party, is it like a Halloween party at the same time? Like do you not get dedicated birthdays?
No, it's always a Halloween party. So everyone has to dress up. I dress up every single year.
Okay. What were you dressed up as this year?
This year? I think like a Playboy bunny. I don't know. Okay. Something just to be whoring out. Yeah, probably.
Have you ever had matching costumes with like a significant other?
No.
I've done that. I can't lie. I've done that like a handful of times in my life and it's kind of cringe. Yeah, it is.
I've never done that. No.
Mm-mm. I guess it's because like it's your special day too, so it's like let me shine.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-mm. So that'd make you a Scorpio.
Scorpio gang. Yeah.
So okay, I know you say you don't have a typical type in terms of like physical features, but do you have a typical sign that you end up attracting to?
That's interesting. No, I would say most recently I've been talking to Libras.
Okay. We got two Libras in the building.
Wait, actually?
Yeah.
That's crazy. So how would you describe yourselves like as Libras? Like what traits do you guys carry, you feel?
Naturally, if you're going to say something, reach the mic. Because I don't know if we're going to hear you. But from my perspective, Libras, yo, we're mad creative. We're pretty simple. That's what I think. Like, we're simple. We're horny.
My God, why are you mad? Every single one, you're hitting on the nose exactly with, like, the Libra that I'm talking.
We're pretty, like, understanding, open-minded, maybe a little bit wish-washy.
Yeah.
But, like, it happens. We're still the best. Natural, what do you have to say about Libras?
And with the horny, we're not horny, we're passionate. You know what I mean? So, like, when we're passionate about somebody, that's how we express it, you know? So, I'd say what he said, but also very balanced. That's one thing he didn't touch on. We're very balanced, you know? So, like, no, at least me
personally.
Balanced
and wishy-washy, so you can be both.
Here's what I'll say.
Like, that's fair. That's fair.
Here's what I'll say. Like, I feel like Libras, we seek balance, but, like, it's a constant, like, journey. Like, we're never ever just like everything is perfectly balanced, but like we want it to be balanced, so we'll do the right things to kind of like, that's what, at least for me, October 6th. But like I always feel like sometimes like I also operate in extremes, you know what I'm saying? Like if I'm into something, I'll be super into it and then like it'll fall off, you know what I'm saying? That's happened to me multiple times with like different random interests. But I think we're like one of the best signs, and like I get along with Scorpios generally.
Scorpios are a vibe,
but I've dealt with like multiple Scorpio chicks where it's like when you guys stop talking, they hit you with the longest message you've ever seen on text message.
We get to
life.
Overthinking,
yo, it's, and this is like a couple Scorpios, fam. It's not just one shorty. They are petty.
I don't mean to be, I'm trying to mature, but yeah.
Are you petty? You seem so nice, but like it's usually those girls that are like crazy.
Here's the thing, like I feel like I'll be crazy, but I'll be crazy in silence.
Oh, that's
because I don't want to ever like seem like beg or that I'm super hurt over it. I'm gonna be like, yeah, I'm good, don't worry about me,
bro.
But then like I'm screaming inside.
Oh my goodness, that's actually harder to deal with than a girl yelling at you, because at least a girl yelling at you is kind of communicating. But when a girl's silent, that's what actually makes me, like, I could feel it in my stomach, bro. Like, it actually, like stresses me. It's like, she's just, like, not saying anything or not responding. And you're, like, going crazy.
Mm-hmm. I've done that to a Libra. So, like, we weren't, I guess we could say, in an argument, right? And I was like, honestly, like, I just need to cool off of you. Like, you know, just, I'm not going to message you. I'm not going to call you. Like, okay, it is what it is. And I breezed off. And then this girl's like calling me, and I'm just like, oh, interesting.
Libra girl.
Yeah. Ooh la la.
Next level.
Libra girls are nice though, generally.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd, you know what another issue with Libras is, and I'll admit this, like I feel like we're mad flirty.
Yes.
And like,
oh my God, you guys are so flirty. And it,
but it doesn't mean what you think it means.
I know, because I know, like,
you don't think you're flirting, but whatever. They think you're flirting. Like they'll, like
the other people, they're taking it as like, no.
That's happened to me so many times where it's like, yo, I'm just being my charismatic self. They're like, no, they think you like her. Like, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to Libra. Shout out to Scorpios. Any other sign we should shout out right now?
Aquarius, my mom.
Aquarius, Natural's mother. My mom's a Gemini, actually. Her birthday is tomorrow. So shout
Gemini.
Out to her. Big up Anne. Well, like I call her Anne. It means mom. Her name's Phyllis.
Phyllis.
Okay. Phyllis, F-I-L-I-Z. What?
After the end, I'm like, okay, that's it.
You expect like an ethnic ass name.
Yeah, that's sick.
She's Turkish. I mean, she's like, you know, she's cool.
Have you been back to Turkey?
Yeah, I've been multiple times. Ooh. I was born there. It's really nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah, my pops is from Syria. My mom's from Turkey. So I want to go to Syria next. It's a little war-torn right now, but
oh my God.
I'm thinking.
I'm praying for them. Oh my gosh, there's so much going on in the world right
now. Oh my
like,
goodness.
Every time I go on TikTok, I just see like what's happening in the Congo, Sudan, Palestine, Ukraine. I'm just like, I literally have all those flags in my bio because I'm like, guys, the world is ending.
Yeah, like your bios literally eat the billionaires, and it's like the flags of like the countries that need our help, and then it'll be it's like BLM and then like a rainbow flag, and I was like, oh, she's doubling down, you know what I'm saying? Like she lives this.
Like I need to put everything.
Yo, she didn't miss one country, fam. Like Sudan, Palestine, like yo, I respect that. I respect it. Thank you. I only have a few more questions left.
Okay.
I have to ask you one, two sad shorty questions, all right?
Okay.
And if you don't want to answer, I know there's a lot of drama that went on and I don't want to like add to it because it's kind of in the past.
Yeah.
But, you know, time heals all wounds, they say, you know? So do you feel like there's ever a day where we could see a full sad shorty reunion with the three of you?
I don't think it would be possible. I don't know. Like, genuinely, it's crazy too because every time I'm on TikTok live, people always come and like, blah, blah, blah. And I always say the same thing. I'm like, okay, sad shorties, me and Puffy, we still post, like, you know, on the channel. And I was like, and like, if you want to see her content too, she has her own channel, she posts, she's been had her own channel from before sad shorties, even. So, like, you guys can still see the content, it's just like now it's separate, and that's kind of like where it's gonna land. Like, I don't really know what else to do, or and I feel like if you go on the internet and look, like people already know the story.
Yeah, everyone
like,
knows,
you know, because it's like we like, you know, took down our stuff, but I can't control what these like other people do and say and put on the internet to like say what had happened or whatever. So it's kind of like out there, which is really annoying because I really like I don't like Mix at all, and all the friends that I've had in my life, like we've been friends for a long time. Like the friends that I have, these are like 20-year friendships, like actually crazy. Like some of these girls I met when I was like 4, 5, 6, 7, and we're still friends to this day. So I feel like that's like super crazy. And I always never understood when girls would do this thing, and I saw it a lot on social media. They'd be like, oh, ride or die, my best friend, like posting. And then all of a sudden, oh, that's my op, we're gonna fight. I'm like, wait, wasn't that your sister? Weren't you guys gonna get matching tats? Like, how the hell do you wanna fight somebody that was your blood, like, friend like this? So I just never understood, like, how can you be so close to somebody and then be not friends with them? I just didn't understand how that was fathomable. And like, but like, as you grow up and stuff and you realize, okay, like sometimes people just like grow apart. Sometimes people can't see eye to eye. And like, that's just what it is. Like, not all friendships are going to last until the end of time. I feel like it was hard for me to take that in, you know, because I always thought like everyone that's in my life is going to be here for forever. Like, I couldn't see outside of that. So like, definitely it was an adjustment. But yeah, life happens.
You don't really see like any possibility is what you're saying based on how things played out. Like what if there was a big bag for the three of you to like reunite and do like bring back Q-Tip and SK and like, you know, like what if it was like there was some kind of like incentive? Because I feel like in 10 years, for example, if you guys run into each other, I feel like the thing that might stand out more is the good memories that you guys had versus like the drama that unfolded. And like, I'm not sure about exactly your friendship and like the situation, but like in general with time, I feel like sometimes what we might be pissed off at, like for the next 5 years, maybe like 20 years, you're going to get over
like,
it.
Oh, like it's not a big deal. I feel like honestly, what would have to happen would have to be like a conversation outside of social media first. And, you know, like, hey, would you be down to like hear what you did wrong, what you did wrong, and like really like sit down? I feel like there would have to be like a mediator. Like, I just don't see in a realistic world how it could happen, but it would have to be like that type of thing. It'd have to be like a mediator and like really like point A, point B, C type of vibe.
Well, honestly, even as I asked that question, like, I'm a proponent that everything happens for a reason, you know?
Yeah, right? Sometimes it's just life.
And I feel like when the split kind of happened, it kind of allowed you to come into your own, in my opinion, where it's like you're able to kind of focus on you individually as a brand. And I feel like people want to see you. They want to, like, hear from Destiny, you know what I'm saying? Even though they want to see you on Sad Shorties as well with the other girls and stuff, like, they also want to just hear from you. And I seen comments like, yo, like, you have this light that's shining now. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so even though like it unfolded in an unfortunate way, I feel like ultimately, like, you know, everything happens for a reason. Yeah. And like, it seems like both, like all three of you girls are like doing good things.
Our own stuff,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? And if that's what had to happen, then that's what had to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to switch gears because I have a rapid fire. And like, I feel like that kind of got deep. I don't know. Like, I know, like, yeah. I know it's a touchy subject.
Have you ever had like a friend and then you guys weren't friends anymore?
Yeah.
How did that go? Like, how'd you deal with that?
I feel like it's different. Like, it kind of like, you just ignore it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might be pissed off about it for the first like month or something. And then like, you just never see that person again. But it's different because you guys had such a like public friendship.
Yeah.
And like, also, you're seeing it all the time, right? Like, mm-hmm. There's video essays about you guys. You know what I'm saying? Which is wild.
Too, we weren't consistent because after all that shit went down, like, who wants to be on social media when you're constantly getting attacked? Constantly, like, it wasn't like as much of like a supportive place to be. Like, after that, we were like, oh my gosh, like, let's leave this alone. But we were like, no, like, we still do like talking about the stuff that we want to talk about. So we do post, but like, yeah, we definitely did take a break, and like, it was hard because it wasn't just like for the clout or for money or this or that. It wasn't for that, you know. Obviously, that's like an amazing thing if we could get some money from it. Mm. But even the money that we did make as like Sad Shorties, I feel like people again had this perception. But I also have to remind everyone, we're Canadian content creators. We're not American content creators. Mm-hmm. So like, even with the YouTube channel, yeah, we made somewhat of a profit, but that's split three ways, first of all, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and they don't pay as much as the States. So I think like, even after like all the Sad Shorties, everything, like throughout the entirety of Sad Shorties beginning to end, we made like 11K. So we split it three ways. So each person got like 3,000 something.
Yeah.
That's after like 2.5 years of content or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. And I remember Puffy Mac was like, I make more for my regular job. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not like a crazy flip, like 3K in like, wait, how many years?
I have to refer to it again, but it was something.
It was like 3,800 or something, right?
It was
like,
long. It was a long time. Like, at least it was definitely over a year, maybe 2 years and a half or 2 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm. So where do you take like Sad Shorties from here? Because like, I know I see what you're doing with your YouTube channel. I know like posted like 3 videos in the last month, which is really good. I know how hard it is to stay consistent because even with Burrow Sound, like, I'm not the most consistent, but I'm always like, just get back to it eventually, like, just don't quit type stuff. But where do you guys plan on taking Sad Shorties? Is it gonna kind of primarily be on that like mukbang story time, kind of like what you guys are already doing now? You're just gonna kind of do more, or do you see yourself more focusing on like the individual YouTube?
It's crazy because me and Kiana were kind of talking about this briefly. So we went to Los Angeles not too long ago because we have this friend that's like a streamer on Twitch and stuff. And like, he was telling us like, yo, you guys need to really like, you know, tap into this. And we were really thinking about it. So it's just like, there's a lot of things in the works. She dropped her book and then she's also doing her podcast. I'm doing like a bit of my YouTube stuff and like also just trying to figure out life in general with what I want to do with like film and everything and like tapping into like public relations because that's what I went to school for and everything. But I definitely do see Sad Shorty still continuing to grow. I just want us to be able to talk more about like just like elevation, wellness, mental health and well-being. And I want to also, if we could, do a stream as well. So like, me and her would be like streamers, I guess, because I feel like that's more interactive. Yeah. So you're able to really get people and get people's stories, and we could talk about things in real time and connect with viewers that way and just like talk about their struggles and then relate it to our struggles. I kind of want to take it there.
I like
so
that.
We were thinking about that.
It's kind of like, you know how in the manosphere, like, there's like those alpha male characters that attract like these younger dudes who want to be better men. I feel like the same way Sad Shorties attracts people who want to like heal, who want to like work on themselves. Like, I see a lot of girls who are like, yo, you guys are like my older sisters. You guys get a lot of love from the UK. Like, so I really think that that's a good lane.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, that was like the overall premise of it. And then just also like having fun with your friends, like enjoying friendship and just like, you know, like sharing that too. Because friendship is really a beautiful thing, especially when it's able to like withstand like the tale of time and everything. It's just like, it's beautiful.
Do you, because I've seen a lot of female influencers who eventually rap. And I know, you know, you have Q-Tip, your little alter ego, you know? So could we ever see a Q-Tip track?
You know what's crazy? So I have a song, two songs, actually. I'm trying to do the video for them this summer.
Yeah. What kind of songs? Like R&B or like rap?
No, like rap.
You got bars like that, Q-Tip?
Okay, the thing is, both the tracks, they're serious but not. Like, the lyrics are so unserious. Like, I feel like people are going to be like, what the hell is she saying right now?
What are you rapping about? Like, oxtail and stuff?
No, I'm rapping about, like, how I'll take your bitch and I'll da-da-da-da-da, like...
Sounds legit to me. That's the type of music I hear.
Yeah, but it's just like coming from me, I feel like people are gonna be like, huh? Like, Destiny, what are you talking about right now?
I don't know. You could be the next Lotto. Like, you never know. You know what I'm saying?
Never know. We'll see if it's good and if it like translates. I was even thinking, like, when I drop the video, like, fuck, do I drop it on Destiny's Child? Do I go by Destiny's Child? Like, I don't know. Or like, is Beyonce gonna come for me?
Yes, 100%. If you get big enough to where people are calling you Destiny's Child, you're gonna get like a cease and desist or something, bro. Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just gonna have to go with Destiny. Two eyes in the beginning. Yeah, Destiny. Okay. Yeah.
I like that. Okay, I have a little rapid fire round. All right.
Okay.
Okay, Destiny. Do you believe in God/a higher power?
Higher power, but I'm not religious.
Okay, if you had to have one last meal, what would the meal be?
Ooh, oxtail, rice, and peas.
Who's your favorite artist, musical artist?
That's so hard. I can't say. Michael Jackson?
All right. Can't go wrong with MJ. If you weren't a content creator, what would you be doing?
Directing films. Is that kind of the same thing?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Sweet food or salty food?
Salty.
Okay. If you could have one superpower, it'd be?
To duplicate things.
Just two?
Or like, no, like,
oh, like, no. I guess you could do 2, 4, like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do you have any tattoos?
Yes.
Okay.
This and this.
Okay. Do you plan on like getting?
Oh, this is just a heart that I got with my sister, is like matching, and then okay. This is Paradise, like kind of drive from Lana Del Rey.
Okay,
just like having Paradise right with you.
So are you gonna like one day like be like fully tatted, or are you just gonna do little boops like
honestly I think these are in for me. I don't think okay. I'm gonna get any more. Me and Puffy might do a tattoo vlog.
Uh-huh.
We were thinking about it, but that's it. Like, yeah, no.
I can't lie, like I appreciate like girls who have like a lot of tats, but I also like when girls don't have a lot of tats, when it's like, you know, very minimal.
Yeah, me and Ken are pretty opposite. Like, she has bare tats and then I have like just these. So I'm a baby when it comes to pain, guys.
For real?
Yeah, I'm super bad. Yeah.
Okay. Well, either way, tatted or untatted, we love women. Yes, all right. Are you more of a cat person or a dog person?
Both now. I used to hate cats, but I'm both.
You could just
actually
say cat.
I'm gonna say dog. Cat. No, because I only like my cats. Fuck every other cat. No, dogs.
All right. What's the best bottled water?
Ooh, shit. What is it called? I forget it. It's like this pH one, but
other flow.
I like flow. Flow's yes. good. Flow is good. The alkaline one. Yeah.
Is it bottled though? Because it is cardboard. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's like box. Like, okay. Blunts or papes?
Oh, I don't know. I don't smoke.
Okay. Apple or Windows?
Apple.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about actual apples and actual Windows. I was like, wait, let me not be dumb right now.
Or Windows.
Let me not be dumb right now. Okay, yes. Continue.
What was your favorite subject while you were in school?
Drama class.
Drama. Okay. Who's your favorite basketball player of all time?
Kobe.
Okay. R.I.P. Black Mamba. If you had to learn another language, what language would you learn?
Oh, shit. This is a good one. Maybe Mandarin. Yeah, maybe Mandarin.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, or like Urdu or Spanish. Maybe, yeah.
I feel like you're thinking about like the marketplace and
yeah,
I like
I'm really trying to think like,
yeah,
because I feel like knowing like being in China and everything, like that would be sick. But
okay,
a lot of business dealings happen, but we'll see.
Yo, Destiny's about her money. You yes. know what I'm saying? I like it.
The mindset. Like, I always have, yeah. like, okay, how am
pretty
I going to secure
rich.
A bag?
Pretty rich.
What's
you? Rich. Not. Oh, yeah. You can't be a billionaire.
Yeah, not too rich.
Because then you'd have to be eaten.
Yes.
You know?
I give back to the community. I give back.
But what if, like, you keep giving back? It's like, oh, no, I made another billion. Like, you know, you're going to have to, like, keep racing with the charity.
Mm-hmm. I'm going
to
be like, you know what's so crazy that people don't know about Bob Marley?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy would literally be in front of his house, stack of cash, people would line up, and he'd be like, here, here, like a lineup, like ice cream truck, here, here, because he's just like, oh, I have a lot, I don't need all of this.
That's lit.
Yeah.
Even Jeff Bezos' wife?
The new wife?
His ex-wife. All the money she got from the alimony.
Yeah.
Like, she's been donating so much, because she got, like, billions, you know?
Billions.
Yeah. Wow. Shout out to Jeff, I guess. Well, it's his money. It's his money. He donated that money. Okay. What's your dream city to visit?
Ooh, I want to really go to Japan right now. That's like on the list. Japan? But also, yeah. Well, Tokyo.
Tokyo city. Specifically.
City, yeah.
Okay. What do you think happens when you die?
I just, I think we get to see our people.
Like ancestors?
Yeah, and like people that have died.
That we know?
Yeah.
And like you just see them or like you chill with them forever type?
I think you can choose. So like either chill with them or reincarnate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I hope it's reincarnation. Like I hope it's not hellfire. Like I really hope it's just like I get to just get start again. You know what I'm saying? Like I just pop and I'm like a baby again, you know? Mm-hmm. That'd be ideal. Yeah, that was my rapid fire. Okay. I know you came from far away, so I'm not going to keep you for too long, but are there any things that, you know, you want to plug? Like, where can people find you? What platforms should they follow you on? Because I know you do the TikTok lives, right? Like, I'll be on my TikTok live, and you're like making breakfast every morning.
Sometimes. When I'm in the mood, I'll be on TikTok live for sure. I'm trying to get more into it. I have a friend that does TikTok live, and he tells me, like, you know, you need to tap in. So I'm trying to, and then just my YouTube channel, so like Destiny's Child, I'm trying to like be more consistent on there because I got demonetized.
Why?
Freaking YouTube. Because I wasn't consistent enough. So now I'm trying to work towards being monetized again. So like all the videos that I'm doing, it's like for free.
Wait, so did you get demonetized because the watch hours kind of expired after a certain period?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because there was too much of a gap in between.
Yeah, it was like 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay. But you got to take that time sometimes. Like, you can't rush the process. Yeah,
like sometimes you're dealing with life. Life sometimes can really get in the way. Like, you have other shit that you're dealing with, like work, school, family, life. So there's things. But as long as you try and get back to it, I feel like what I do sometimes, and I really don't want other people to do, is like when like I fuck up at something, or let's say I procrastinated, I'm like, okay, shit, well, I can't even go back now because look what I did. But it's like, no, if you do that, then you're not going to get anything done. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you can get up and try again. Like, don't watch, like, the timing of it. As long as you're trying, then that's all you can really ask for.
I feel you. I relate to that 100% because I feel like before you mess up, you plan to make things, like, as smooth as possible. Yeah. But it's never smooth. Like, it's always, like, a struggle. It's always going to be messy. It might not look the best. But, like, as long as you're consistent, I feel like you'll reap your fruits eventually, you know? Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming through. Do you have any advice for me?
I'm just going to say, like, I like what you have going on.
Respect. So
keep on doing this. How did you come up with all of this?
Well, I started Burrow Sound, like, I was at UFT Scarborough, and there was, like, a radio station on campus. And at the time, I was, like, a rapper, but I also was into, like, hip-hop radio. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yo, let me just interview, like, local rappers. And that was it. And we used to do, like, bars from the Borough, and people would freestyle.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And then eventually, that kind of, like, subsided, and I graduated, and I was like, yo, like, it was just me left. Like, I used to have, like, bare people, and I was like, oh, like, I'm the only one, like, still kind of wanting to do Burrow Sound. So yeah, and then it's been kind of on and off. I'm trying to work on my individual brand a little more, because like I feel like before I put on as many people as I can, like I gotta put myself on too, you know what I'm saying? Like the individual brand is like super powerful, you know?
It's true. And sometimes people too have other priorities. I feel like when we were younger, it was so much easier to do stuff together because everyone was like, they had time, they didn't have kids, they weren't getting engaged. But now everyone's like, oh no, I can't, oh maybe next month, maybe this. And it's like, if you keep on waiting around for people, it's never gonna happen. Sometimes you have to just do it on your own.
Literally, that's kind of literally why I started focusing on me as an individual, because I'm like, there might be guests that, like, for example, like, thank God you showed up, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes, like, guests don't show up. And I'm like, oh, well, what am I going to do this week? You know what I'm saying? Like, so at least if it's in my own hands, I can have a little more control. And then, yeah, man, podcasting, DJing, I try to do as much as I can. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I'm able to inspire people the same way you inspire people.
Thank you. oh my gosh, that's crazy to think, like, inspire people. Like, I'm just a girl. But yeah, no, I want to try to do that.
All right. Well, respect Destiny's Child. Make sure you subscribe to her YouTube. It'll be in the bio, aka Q-Tip. AKA Never Q-tip. Forget.
Tracks are coming, so everyone stay tuned.
Are you releasing tracks as Q-Tip or no? You can't. No, I feel like you want to be like, serious a little bit.
Kinda, yeah. Like, I feel like Q-Tip is all fun and games, but like,
I don't know. You don't want to see Q-Tip mad. That's all I know.
Glasses. Yeah.
You don't want to see Q-Tip mad, bro. You don't want to see Q-Tip vex, bro.
It's serious.
Mm-hmm. Q-Tip is funny. Like, I'll put my hair in the braids and I'll put the glasses and I'm a whole different person. Like, it's insane. I went to a party, like Q-Tip the other day, and I was dead ass like, you know, like hollering at shorties, like just being so dumb. Like, I wasn't doing it seriously, but men at the party were like, what the hell? Like, what is she doing right now?
Do you change your voice when you're Q-Tip?
Kind of, a little bit.
Okay, like, give me like an example of Q-Tip right now. Like, let me talk to Q-Tip for a sec. Like, yo, Q-Tip, like, what's good? Yo, what are you saying? On. What are you saying, Q-Tip?
Oh,
what?
No, I can't do this. I can't.
Oh, yeah. You got to be in the full. Yeah, like, I have to. All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, man. Thank you for tuning into the Burrow Sound. Shout out to DJ Natural waving a cut.
Reach the camera real quick.
You know what I'm saying? We out.